All right, guys, it's an exciting moment for me right now. I'm here with number one recording artist, Illism, bringing real hip hop back to the game, and they're from Minneapolis, so that doesn't hurt at all. Again, 5 weeks at number one, and welcome to the Real Music Radio Party, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, about how long have you all been putting music together, and how did y'all meet up? And
collectively, we've been together since 2016.
But we've been making music individually, as like just myself, Fancy, and just him as Envy. We've been making music for years, so.
Okay, and what made you decide to do like more real hip hop versus all this mumble rap that's going on now? Like, I can listen to your record to understand everything, and it's good stuff when you can understand it. Like, some of the stuff you can understand, you're like, man, y'all should mumble. Because they're not saying anything anyway, but y'all are actually saying something, and you can hear everything and understand everything. So, was that a conscious effort, or?
It was definitely a conscious effort. We never wanted to put out music that was in the mumble rap genre. Like, we've always wanted to say something.
I don't think it was a choice. I think that it just came naturally. That's just us. Our music has always been this way. Mm-hmm. I think, if anything, it's just grown in terms of finally becoming us discovering our sound. Mm-hmm. I think at first it was more experimenting and trying to figure out what was what.
And, and being from Minneapolis, how big of an impact was Prince on all of your decisions to, like, hey, we need to do music because of this guy, or, you know?
I'd say that Prince is really, really significant to any musician or any artist that comes from Minnesota.
Definitely.
I think he's really significant to any artist outside of Minnesota, too. In terms of his impact on us, like as Illism, I think the live elements of our band members who are here with us, too, that really was like, we have to do that. Like, we don't see that in hip-hop. In hip-hop, especially in Minnesota, the hip-hop culture here is you have your DJ, and you get up, and you run tracks, and they might do some rick-a-rick-a with the,
hopefully you're not mobile rapping over it.
and for us, it was like, we come from live music. My parents, they actually come to Minnesota Music Cafe all the time to listen to live music, and so live music was always a part of my upbringing, and I think it was a part of everybody's upbringing, and Prince being amongst those people was definitely a high influence.
And everybody's doing some kind of Prince song tonight. What song did you guys choose, and why did you choose that one?
We have more of an arrangement. Our thing has always been do our own music our own way, you know, like original music. And for Prince, we all feel like it's some hard music to even like try to replay.
Right.
You know, he was always just
it's
master.
Like, it should just stay there.
It should stay there, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? To protect the legacy. I think it's really great though that people get to that people get to honor the music because they care about it. And I think that's beautiful. For us, though, our style has always been, and Yanni, who's our music director, has an incredible ear for live arrangements. And so you'll definitely hear live arrangements with Prince tunes in them tonight.
Which is cool because, like I was telling Corey Medina, like, they're doing Dear Mr. Man, and they have a different style completely from everybody else who's going to be here tonight. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that they're doing, like, a rock version and not trying to be funk and not trying to conform into that.
Mm-hmm.
And he always posted, like, if you're going to do a cover, please don't. But if you're going to do a cover, don't try to be karaoke. You know, do you doing Prince. Don't try to be Prince because there's already Prince.
Exactly.
So I think he would respect the fact that while everybody else is doing covers, then maybe y'all aren't doing a cover. Y'all are just paying tribute. So
that
speaks volumes as well.
Absolutely.
And as far as Jellybean goes, we know he's co-host tonight, and he'll be up playing with everybody. Like, how big of an impact was he to you guys, and what does he mean to everybody?
Yeah.
I think Jellybean, like, he's obviously an awesome guitarist. I think for me to be able to see someone from here, someone who looks like me,
right,
be able to be, you know, connected to Prince and do all the great things that he's done. I think for me personally, that's like a great thing.
Maybe Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Also,
Mike is our guitar.
He's also just like, you know, a staple of the Minneapolis music scene too. So it's, you know, definitely an honor just to share the stage with him and stuff like that.
Right, and y'all are playing horns, and we know that was a big fixture within the sound. So, like, he big influence on you guys as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I had a chance to meet with him and play with him a couple times too, like on Washington at Bunkers, and you know, he's one of the nicest dudes too. Like, he's an inspiration, you know, from a young dude. I remember meeting him and he just came up to me, you know, I didn't know anyone. Just like, man, you play trombone, you must be good. Give me a hug and everything. Just like, you know, it's great to have people, you know, that far in the in the industry, you know, be able to be humble and nice,
right,
and be able to take
definitely
people in under their shoulder, under mm-hmm the wings.
Definitely.
You know? I think that's one thing that I like the most about Jelly Bean is I don't think he knows a stranger.
Yeah,
like, right.
He
yeah
talks to everybody like he's your best friend, and like so he makes you feel so welcome when he could just be like, "Man, get out."
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's the Minnesota nice.
I remember.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
I do remember one time though. He might not remember this, but I was playing with my old trio funk band at Whiskey Junction, and I was doing like this like
yeah.
Cody played with us, and we were playing kind of this like, I don't know, it was like kind of like this virtuosic kind of guitar tune, you know, kind of fast or whatever. And I remember like looking in the back and seeing Jelly Bean just standing in back, just watching me. And then, and literally the song got over, and then I looked back up, and he was gone. And I was like, "Hey, at least he stayed for that song. That was awesome." Like,
yeah,
like, he was looking like, you know, attention for that, for, you know, yeah, 5 minutes. I had his attention, so that was
nice.
Cool.
And so for a minute, tell me about the record. It was number one again for 5 weeks. Y'all had to step back a minute and let somebody else have the number one for a second, but they'll be back, guys. So tell us about the record and where everybody can get it, where they can find you on social media, and what
yeah
you guys have coming up next.
Yes. The name of the album is called Illuminate, and you can get that on all outlets, online digital outlets, Apple Music, Amazon,
Spotify. Tidal, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Our social media is, all social media is at Illism Music, ILLISM Music, and our website is illismmusic.com.
All right, guys. Mm-hmm. You heard it. Go get the record. I co-sign. It's an amazing record. Minnesota mm-hmm Nice is one of the hottest jams ever. There's not a bunch of...
We'll be doing that tonight.
There's not a bunch of bitches and hoes on this record. They're not talking about gold chains. You can understand every word.
But we love the bitches and hoes.
Yeah. We can't hate on them, but their record's not laced with them, so it's cool because you can listen to the record. Like, my daughter's with me on this trip. I can play the record in front of her and don't have to blush, and you know, we can vibe with it. So it's super cool, and it's great that y'all are in the house, and we get a chance to meet up with you guys and see you live. So congratulations on your success thus far, and we know we're going to see you back at number one again, and we'll definitely try to connect in the future, too, so we can talk about future projects and whatnot.
Definitely.
So thanks for coming, guys. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Illness, buddy.
Thank you.
Peace. Hey.